This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ladies and gentlemen, the show is about to start in 10. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
He'll be fine on the mountain.
It's time for Inside the Gamecocks, the show. Built by the Barnuminium Company, served by Chicken Cock Whiskey, and part of the Chief Sports Network.
Touchdown, Carolina! Touchdown, Ace Sanders!
Pressure, and he just dives in! Notice! Notice! Notice!
J.C. Sherbert, Phil Mullinax, and Jamie Bradford.
Along with Mad Dog Phil Mullinax, we are rocking and rolling on a Friday. And a lot of our thoughts here collectively are in the place where the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is. That seems to be the popular attraction in Cleveland these days. Don't know why they put Cleveland, but good for them. And the Gamecocks, Final Four. I mean, look, everybody's talking about women's basketball. We've talked it ad nauseum about how the sport has blown up or whatever. And I want to kind of put it in perspective from this standpoint. Hey, that's good for Carolina as a whole. to be this good at women's basketball right now when the sport is ascending, it's kind of the legendary. It's kind of legendary, in my opinion. So it's good. You know, I'll admit I'm a little more interested in it this year than I have been in previous years, although I always have watched the Final Four. Be quiet, Red. I think that's good. Tip-off's at 7 p.m. ESPN. Big series on the baseball diamond gets cranked up at the exact same time. So, well, I'm sure many of you will have split screens on SEC Network Plus, or you can stream it on your phone and watch the basketball on TV. First pitch at 7 o'clock. Third-ranked Texas A&M comes to town. We're going to talk to Stuart Lake a little later. I think in hour three, right, Phil?
Yep. Round 120, 130. Yeah.
Coming up at the top of hour two, of Isaac Trotter in for his second go around on the show. We're going to talk a little bit about NCAA tournament and the Final Four on the men's side, and then also transfer portal stuff. It's getting very interesting in college basketball, folks, with the way these rosters are constructed. And every time you kind of turn on TV and you look at one of the good teams, they'll have like three transfers, and a good majority of them, Phil, are from mid-major schools.
Yeah, so, for sure.
I was talking to Matt Anderson, called me earlier today while I was getting ready for the show, and we talked, and I don't think he necessarily agrees with me that that may be the future, where the mid-majors are just a big farm system. people worry about that in football, but I think in football it's a little more unrealistic. I think in basketball, though, I mean, I don't know, players get better and better, you know, and a guy that in basketball – that's getting a lot of minutes, that's perfecting his game at the mid-major level, as opposed to maybe a guy that's sitting on the bench. you know, maybe he's a little bit better player, certainly older, you know, older. Everybody talks about being older in basketball. So we'll talk to Isaac a little bit about that later. Of course, the Nana Sports chat box, as always, award-winning. And also want to tell you that we are built by the Barndo Co. Go get yourself a Barndominium. I know that Nat and I have looked at that as far as our future plans go. They're inexpensive and quality, and they look good. This is the Signorama Studios, by the way, and we are very thankful to Signorama for their patronage and all the work they do with signs around all the stadiums and arenas at the University of South Carolina. And, of course, we are served by Chicken Cock Whiskey. So
that's right.
Go get you a bottle of Chicken Cock for the weekend. And if you download the Chief Sports app, you can enter the Chicken Cock Challenge, by the way. So be sure to go do that. Please like our YouTube page. I noticed the other day, guys, I ran some numbers on the show. Only 60% of the guys and gals that view this on YouTube have hit the subscribe button. If you know, just that 30%, let's just, you know, nurture them, or 40%. Let's just kind of push them toward hitting that button. It helps us, helps our numbers, helps us grow, helps us get noticed in things like Google search and stuff like that. You can turn the notifications off. You don't have to get the hey, guess what? The show's on anymore. If you have the app, we got that too. So appreciate every one of you joining us today. Jamie's off, by the way. We talked about this earlier this week. He's some bougie golf course is he on today?
Yeah,
the bougie course.
Yeah, some bougie, probably coastal golf course, and some serene setting. Yeah.
That guy works his butt off each and every day, and anytime he gets, it's never. There's no problem at all. I wish Jamie'd take every Friday off and go play golf. So that's awesome. David's going to the Tartan South Festival this weekend. Don't forget that too. It's a big weekend for women's basketball and baseball at Carolina. Also, the Tartan South Festival. You've got Celtic dancing. You got rock throwing contest. You've got a bunch of stuff going on over there. And they are proud sponsors of the show. We've run some advertising for them. Thanks to Mike Morgan and company for setting that up. Mike was going to go and take his wife. They're at Key West. I saw a picture on Instagram today. They're kind of at the end of the world down there. The southernmost point of the United States.
They're the morgues, looking like they're having a good time, man.
The traveling man. So he's down there having a good time. Of course, we always miss Mike when he's not around, but certainly. So that's where everybody's at today. Just to give you guys, I'm in Chicago in the suburbs.
That's right.
By the way, I did want to say, last night Nat and I went downtown Chicago for a couple hours and met up with one of the members of the Big Spur, who was in town for the Cubs Dodgers series. And so shout out to Daryl. Very nice to meet you, and hope that you enjoy your time at Wrigley. It's about 45 and sunny for first pitch today down there. So, you know, freeze too bad. Yeah. When it's 45 and sunny here, Phil, sometimes I grill and wear shorts.
Yeah. I mean, hey, at least the sun's out. You know, it could be, you know, 40 and miserable. So,
yeah. So it was a good time last night, and certainly always nice to meet, you know, Gamecocks when they come through town, or people that like the show or the site or whatever. Always like to, you know, take time if I can to do that. Will in the chat box, by the way, speaking, he said, join Garnet Trust today, the $20 bundle. With that, you get some sort of Gamecock Club points or membership. You're a member of the Gamecock Club if you get that, and you also get Gamecocks Plus. So that's good stuff. It's $20 and a penny if you want to check that out. Oh, Jan's bragging. Yeah. He and Kevin are going to be at a decent golf track in Augusta on Sunday. Not JB quality, but yeah. I'm jealous.
You're going to get there early, Jan, and then make your way over to Founders, or are we just skipping the Saturday game?
You going to build a beer tree at Augusta National? You going to build your beer tree at Augusta National? Put a little pimento cheese sandwich at the top, like a star.
Yeah, yeah, some pimento cheese, a little egg salad. A
little egg salad, yeah. So,
do it upright.
Anyway, that's cool. But hey, appreciate that, Will. Every little bit helps with Garnet Trust. And of course, an announcement yesterday, our partners at Gamecock Traditions are now our partners at Garnet Trust as well. It's very simple, folks. Shop at Gamecock Traditions, and money goes to Garnet Trust. You don't have to put in a code. You don't have to scan anything. Nobody's going to ask you anything. You know, you're not going to get the third degree. It's just simple. The more they sell, the more money that goes into NIL. I think that's a heck of a deal. I wish we could have like 10 of them. Anybody out there with a business, when you want to cut a deal, let us know. But around the state, I would love to do that. But anyway, that's kind of what's going on there. I kind of get the schedule, got the sponsors, the openings, kind of a duh opening. We're going to break here in like 10 minutes. But yeah. Phil, I want to talk about this. I don't know if you guys got to this yesterday because I did not catch the show. I had doctors and some other stuff personally we had to take care of. But Dan Wetzel, who was a guest on JC and Morgan, actually the episode I broadcasted live from Chateau de Mullinax in Taylor, South Carolina. He wrote an interesting column about this, and it pertains to NIL and college basketball. And as much as I think I shared a lot of concerns about this sport, you know, I kind of thought Carolina could get there in football. You know, they're always going to take care of baseball. It's important. Women's basketball is rolling. Men's basketball, because of the price and the money in that sport, and it just boils down to this. NBA players have better, sweeter deals than NFL players. I mean, they make more money. They and you know, even the 13th guy on the bench for the Lakers a few years ago was Ron Artest, i.e. Meta World Peace. And Meta World Peace's salary clocked in at $13 million. And he played like maybe an average 5 minutes a game. I'm like, you know,
yeah
basketball. There's so much money in basketball. So that was my concern coming into this. I was like, you know, the sport right now on campus does not, on campus, off campus, whatever, doesn't get, you know, big time support. And I think we understand why. You know, one tournament in 20 years, and there are a lot of bad times during times where other sports were thriving. You know, and then the Final Four, and then the sheer disappointment of not capitalizing on that. You know, I was concerned. I'll tell you, I'm not as concerned anymore. Obviously,
no.
And I think they're recruiting pretty well, and I think there's going to be some exciting things come from the portal this offseason for this program, and the NIL money has gotten to a decent amount. So. All that said, this article from Dan Wetzel pointed out this. And look, I think net positive for South Carolina and programs like South Carolina. The shoe companies were heavily involved with basketball recruiting. We all know this, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The Sonny Vaccaro, the Nikes, you know, we all know this. The shoe companies had a lot of influence where kids went and played. Whether they want to admit it, not admit it. There was a big FBI case about this a while back. Rick Pitino got punted because of it. I mean, it was, you know, look, it's one of those things. I mean, you know, you got to kind of look at it for what it was. Well, this article points out with sources on the record involved with that part of it, the shoe company part of it, that with NIL now, the shoe companies have been sidelined.
Yeah, it's definitely taken some of the power and authority away from them. I mean, it all came to a head in 2017 with the, you know, what FBI even got involved in that,
yeah,
in the investigations and things like that. And of course, you know, the coaches are claiming plausible deniability because it's the companies dealing with the parents and the kids. But now that that is essentially legal, I mean, you know, if you can find your way around enticement, the power that the apparel companies had over influencing these kids' decisions to go play basketball at different places has now been diminished. I read that article before we came on, and it really is fascinating.
I think it's awesome. I mean, especially for a program that's aspiring to be better, you know, you don't have the, I mean, like they're almost like arranged marriages, these shoe company deals, you know. Oh, he's going to go there because of shoes. Now, you'll have guys that don't, you know, that end up, you know, I think they're Adidas AAU and they end up playing for a Nike school or whatever. But make no mistake about it, they also kind of filter guys depending on how big the brand, because it's in their best interest for their guys to play for the biggest branded schools, right? Because they sell more shoes or apparel or whatever. Yeah. You know, Carolina's with Under Armour. They've gotten, during the Frank Martin era, Chris Silva was a guy that I believe was kind of connected with Under Armour. And you could sort of tell with some of those guys, because they'd always kind of come down to South Carolina or Seton Hall. Seton Hall's an Under Armour school. But think about the tier branding-wise. If you're looking at all the Under Armour players, and let's say they were just divvying them up, well, Maryland's getting first pick. You know, Auburn's getting with Bruce Pearl, they're getting guys. Texas Tech with Beard was getting guys. Those are all Under Armour schools. UCLA was Under Armour for a second. I mean, it's in their best interest to, and same with Nike. You know, Clemson's a Nike school, right? So is North Carolina. Right. What do you think they want? You know, so I think it's actually good. Now, the Blue Bloods are still going to attract players because they're Blue Bloods. Okay. You know, that's just how it goes. But I think taking, you know, giving the money aspect of it, or whatever you wanted to call what the shoe companies were doing, the whatever aspect of it, this gives other programs a fighting chance if they want to make the investment in college basketball. And South Carolina, you know, it's going to take more than one NCAA tournament run in a 26-win season or an every 7-8-year big dance trip to get to a status to where, you know, people are going to be like, hey, you know, they're on my list along with Kentucky and everybody else.
Yeah, I mean, you got to think. Yeah. And you got to think it's going to, it really has an impact, I think, as I was thinking about this, on the local kids, right? So yeah, you've got these guys that are, you know, let's say, you know, born and raised South Carolina, right in the shadow, you know, of, you know, the university. Yeah. And then you get to that point where you're a big enough player to go basically anywhere you want. And, you know, say 10 years ago, that company, say, let's say it's Under Armour, right? Just as an example, could say, well, yeah, South Carolina is an Under Armour school, but, you know, we'd give you $100,000 to go to Maryland and play for them. Mm-hmm. And South Carolina at that point would have zero leverage whatsoever. So it gives schools that are non-traditional powers and things of that nature, even not having now to compete with the apparel companies to get these kids to stay home where, you know, their hoop dreams really lied to start where it came from. And NIL makes it, you know, now you don't have to get $100,000 from an apparel company. You can crowdsource or single source $100,000 to get a player to come play at your university if he's worth $100,000. And you get to make the value judgment at the university level as opposed to having to compete with these giant corporate machines that would just filter players. I mean, and think Under Armour, where are you going to filter players to? Maryland, because that's your signature school and they've got a, you know, basketball pedigree. But SEC wise, if you're looking at Under Armour, I guess you send them to Auburn. You know, I mean, there's just these programs that kind of suck these kids up, you know, wherever the apparel companies were affiliated, they'd pay the schools millions of dollars and sometimes would pay the parents six figures and give the kid another six figures just to go there when we're all talking about shoes, but it was really about money. And now we all get to talk openly about money. So it's leveled the playing field. It really has. I'm in agreement with you, JC. This really is a better landscape for the parity that we all wish we could really see.
Absolutely. I'm with you there. And I think just looking at, and I'd never been a fan of that because it's unfair. I mean, there's no, if your shoe companies are going to determine the whole thing, let's just let them fund a basketball league and let them play each other. And they take the top whatever players, get them ready for the NBA, allegedly, and then let college basketball go back to being fair. But I think I did find that interesting that, you know, NIL and pull the portal, it's kind of a land of unintended consequences right now, like surprising things. Wetzel also pointed out when we were talking to him the other day that kids aren't making bad decisions. Like, I wouldn't call them bad decision. It kind of depends on what actually happens as far as the decision goes.
Yeah.
But there's like 135, 140 guys declaring early for the NFL draft. You know, half, how many get drafted? Half, you know. We've seen it at South Carolina. Guys just pack up and go, and then they never play ball again. NIL has allowed, I think, the borderline guys to stay. He pointed out, you know, there's only been like 50-something guys that have declared, and, you know, 30, you know, there's 30 of them with a first-round grade, which I think smart. I mean, I think that that's another unintended consequence in a positive manner. Because you're able to retain some guys that really have no, you know, think they're better than they are, have no business going pro, and that helps them maybe actually get to the NFL because have that extra year of development. So, you know, I kind of like that, idea. So there are some, you know, some things, but I am in favor. I've always been in favor of getting the basketball shoe companies out of the mix. To me, it didn't make much sense, and it was kind of shady in a lot of ways.
Yeah, and I would assume they still get to flex some, you know, overpowered influence at the AAU level and some of those, you know, kind of mid-tier, you know, that's really the farm system when it comes to it. I mean, I would think not even the mid-majors at this point, especially when it comes to basketball, is you've got this whole, you know, not amateur, let's say, league, not so amateur, that is, you know, just basically training these players to play with each other in the same kind of setting that they're going to see at the level of competition that you're going to get to in high school. I mean, in college, and then, you know, beyond that in the NBA. So, you know, that's your one and done farm right there. And you got to think like Nike and I would assume Under Armour, Adidas, maybe to some extent, still wield some power in those circles.
I would think, yeah. I mean, I don't think they're completely irrelevant. I just think the schools have a fighting chance now. And it's funny because, you know, for years what the AAU thing basically was, it was high school to college and sometimes pro, you know. Mm-hmm. Now with this portal deal, there are probably some good basketball players out there at the high school level that would normally sign Power Six that aren't. You know, right. Because you can go get this mid-major guard that, you know, hit 70% from three-point land, who's 21 years old, who's going to help you win the tournament. And while this kid, you know, he may not want to set that pick, or he may not want to, you know. So I think basketball in general is getting very interesting as far as roster construction. I think football is always going to be kind of around that, like 20% at most, kind of churn. You know, football's so developmental. Kids get into habits. They're in a program to develop. If you change programs, sometimes it'll stunt you because different people do things different ways, and maybe you start all over, all that good stuff. But I still think there's going to be churn. I think basketball, if I'm a mid-major coach, I'm kind of like sitting there telling myself, well, we're going to be forever young. That's a song by what? Who's saying? Well, the Rod Stewart version. That's a sad movie, by the way, with Mel Gibson.
Yeah, no doubt.
You've seen that forever young?
Yes, yes.
He gets in the airplane, flies out to the island at the end. He's getting old.
I haven't thought about that in a long time.
Because Oliver Platt's in that movie too. He's the guy that, like, his buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. I knew I'd get off track at some point. But you're gonna be forever young because you're gonna go get the you're gonna see this low-hanging fruit as far as like young players that would freshmen and stuff, and you're gonna sign them because they I'll drop another movie reference. Officer to Gentleman have nowhere else to go. And so your USC Upstates of the world, I think, are probably like, yeah, let's do it. Yeah, baby, you know. You're going to lose them in 3 years or two, but so be it. You got a great player that came through there. It's very fascinating now that, you know, we've had 2 years now where transfers have had such a big impact. I mean, like Florida Atlantic last year, I think I think Florida Atlantic may have been like the opposite. Maybe those were just guys that had been there and got older. I'd have to look that up. But yeah, everybody's got transfers, and everybody, you know, a lot of this. I mean, Alabama, look at where all their guys came from. So it's kind of kind of weird. Anyway,
I mean, even UConn, I mean, the transfer portals facilitated this second run that they've made.
No doubt,
what, five of the eight starters from, or not starters, but five of the eight, you know, most productive guys off of that team.
That's why people were talking about Danny Hurley being coach of the year. He always kind of pulling a Dawn Staley. Right.
Yeah. That's kind right. of what Dawn yeah. did. I mean, yeah. Dawn like, wipe it clean, start fresh. Yeah.
And of course, they didn't win. Jan says you're starting to look a little like Sergeant Slaughter with the stash. Put on the Ray-Bans. I could see it. I could see Sergeant Slaughter right there.
Go grab my sunglasses from downstairs for the next.
Yeah, cool. All right, so we got some things to get to in the chat box. I do think that basketball news kind of, you know, like I said, from a Carolina perspective, I was like, man, that's good news around here, because you know how it is. I mean, when you're dealing with any kind of branding, television network, shoe companies, they want the most eyeballs, the most popular, the most in thing. And right now, South Carolina is just not. So how do you overcome that? Cold, hard cash. NIL money.
That's right.
And the green.
You know. Money talks.
Money talks. All right, so we're going to hit our first break here on Inside the Gamecocks, the show on a Friday. Isaac Trotter from 24/7 Sports probably has a lot to say about this. And also, he's going to break down the Final Four. We like Isaac because he's a Midwestern basketball guy. So he's kind of got like a unique familiarity with Lamont Paris. From his days at Wisconsin and working in the Midwest, also the players in this area. But we're going to ask about that, the Final Four and transfer portal, all the fun things that we want to talk about here. Don't forget Stuart Lake coming up, hour number three, big series for the Gamecocks. And I'll say this, I'll talk about that Georgia Southern game when we get back a little bit too. Inside the Gamecocks, the show will roll on after these messages.
Tartan Day South, built by Culpeper Wood, is the largest Tartan Day celebration in the Southeast. Friday, April the 5th, three great Celtic rock bands perform at the Lexington Amphitheater. Saturday, April 6th, it's the main event at the historic Columbia Speedway in Casey, featuring Highland Games, Celtic dance, music, and food, featuring exhibits like sheepdog herding, birds of prey, and classic British cars at the largest Tartan Day celebration in the Southeast. Get your tickets now at TartanDaySouth.com.
I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Disaster comes uninformed. During and after natural disasters or accidents, there can be a heavy loss to property. Having your home or office destroyed or damaged by water, fire, smoke, or mold affects your personal and business lifestyle. Resto Pros of the Midlands is here to help. Open 24/7. Call them when you need them. 803-493-0170. Resto Pros of the Midlands. RestoProsMidlandsSC.com. Quality that is guaranteed.
Down here in the South, we don't always see eye to eye. While our taste in college football teams, or what sauce, if any, goes best on a rack of ribs, or what to mix with our Dixie vodka might be up for debate, we can all agree there's nothing better than a Southern tailgate. And like our favorite college teams, our ingredients come from small towns and big cities. They're grown in Southern soil, are crafted by Southern hands, and proudly represent the South in our backyard and beyond. So raise a glass of Dixie Southern Vodka to celebrate being made in America and raised in the South.
Welcome home. That's what the Gamecocks say, and so does the Barn Dough Company, where they can build your dream home starting as low as $160 per square foot. If you live in the Carolinas, Georgia, or Tennessee, their turnkey process takes just 4 to 6 months on average and can be custom designed by size and details. Make your dream a reality. Visit thebarndominiumco.com. That's thebarndominiumco.com. The Barn Dough Company. Gamecock owned and operated.
When you're a developmental program, which all Group of Five schools are, and you lose a great player, that's going to hit you much harder with that next guy plugging in, because he's not there yet. He may be there. He's just not there right now.
I just recently reported about, the heart issue that what, you know, ultimately whether Big Ten stopped or originally decided not to play football. And we had reported out that story, kind of unearthing that it was because of the heart issue, potentially with
is that myocarditis?
Yeah, myocarditis.
I still had 10 scholarship offers because Chase would go play baseball and I would get a lion's share of the reps in the spring and they're like, who's this number 17? He's pretty good.
Listen to these interviews and more on the JC and Morgan podcast by downloading the Chief Sports app. Part of the Chief Sports Network.
And we welcome you to Founders Park. It's time for baseball, folks. Drive, left field, way back, and gone. Hits the ball into the air the opposite way. Has he done it twice? Yes, he has.
Turn out to the left. Taylor to the wall. It's gone. Back-to-back home runs for South Carolina.
There's a high drive. That ball is tagged. That ball is way out of here.
What else can this young man do, Derek? My goodness, that ball was killed.
This is Ethan Petrie from Gamecock Baseball. You are now listening to Inside the Gamecocks, the show. Be loud. Go Gamecocks.
Presented by Resto Pros of the Midlands. RestoProsMidlandsSC.com.
Oh, welcome back, everybody. Inside the Gamecocks, the show. JC and Phil here with you to close out the week on a Friday, live from the Cinerama Studios. And awfully tempted to break into our chicken cock whiskey as served by, since it is Friday. But we have things to do. We've got to keep this show on the road and on the rails because we've promised to do so.
Oh, come on. I don't know about on the rails now.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I was going to say we're the over under for movie references in the first segment, if you had two, was good.
Yeah, push. There you go.
The push. Yeah.
There you go. So Darius chimes in, and this was unfortunate. I've seen a lot of people still worried about what Juice said. Who cares what he says? We'll see them on October 5th. He left us, so leave him in the past. I'm sure I'm not the only one tired of hearing and seeing it. Yeah, but when you put something like that out there, if you're Juice Wells, there's really no reason to do that. And I'll tell you why. University of South Carolina, what be it NIL dollars, be it, you know, other types of things that you know, educationally that he got, I mean, you know, I can say without a shadow of a doubt, South Carolina took care of Juice Wells very well. You know, I mean, and not just the money. It was, you know, he's a person that, you know, let's just say there was just a lot of, you know, people went out of their way to make him and his family comfortable here. Okay. And he had a heck of an ending to this 2022 season, right? And, you know, what happened during the season. And didn't want to play at the end, obviously. Didn't want to accept an NIL deal here. And got in the portal. I think found out that Ole Miss was really his only taker.
Yeah.
Because other schools, they don't like the fact that you pull yourself out. And he got a lot of brushback from the fans, which I thought was unfortunate because I think you're always best to just bite your tongue in the previous situation. Now, those of you that went after him about the interview, he kind of deserved it. Just don't cross any lines. And I didn't see very many, believe it or not, line crossing posts on Twitter and X responding to it. But you know, to do that, that's not first class. I would think that he probably regrets it because it's surprising to me because Juice has always kind of been, you know, from what I know of him when he was with the program, a kind of a stand-up guy, easy to work with, all that stuff. I mean, but you can't say things like that and then, you know, expect people to be hunky-dory with it. I mean, and I just, you know, seemed like a shot at Lenora Sellers a little bit. And of course he tried to backpedal on that, but I want to go someplace with a quarterback and I want to go someplace that wins. And it's like, well, you could have helped this. I mean,
yeah, you were part of the original plan to facilitate winning at South Carolina heading into the 2023 season.
Yeah. I mean,
and who knows? For whatever reason did not hit the field as much as one would have expected.
I mean,
the shot at Zellers is really what kind of bothered me. I mean, not that it, I mean, bothered may not be the word, but the thing that kind of surprised me the most is that, wow, you know, I mean, that was unnecessary. You know, I mean, that's the thing that killed me. It was like, it was just the unnecessary, you know, kind of shots that he took. I mean, there's a much more diplomatic way to say exactly what he's feeling, that doesn't have to sound cold or calculated, but also doesn't, you know, have to throw shade at your former program. I mean, move on, you know, that's part of maturity is, okay, that's in the past. We've grown from this experience and now we're here and we're doing the best we can for here. But, you know, no need to say, well, bet what he said.
I mean, yeah, it's unfortunate, I just think. And, you know, hey, look, Ole Miss has to come to South Carolina October 5th. It'll be their first big road test, unless you count Wake Forest as a big road test. I think Wake Forest is going to play them like Wake Forest does under Dave Clawson. I mean, they could compete, but I just don't think the atmosphere is going to be anything special. In fact, they'll probably be more Rebel fans in Winston-Salem than Deacon fans. But, you know, that's their first road test. And look, the last time Ole Miss was this hyped during the offseason was 2009. They got the fourth in the country. They came here on a Thursday night. That's kind of the unofficial birth of Sandstorm, people say. Although there is some question out there about when exactly it started.
Right.
I think that was the first night we all remembered it. And that win at the time, because that was before they had beaten Alabama the next year, it was the biggest win in school history at home over its highest ranked team that ever beaten at Williams-Brice. They had beaten number 3 North Carolina in 81 on the road and kind of a big upset. But, yeah, so bring it in. I mean, right. Carolina's beaten Ole Miss before. I mean, it's not – they're not – I think the overall series is close. I think Carolina actually leads the overall series. Maybe it's tied, something like that. Yeah, they've beaten Ole Miss before. Now, they haven't beaten Lane Kiffin. The two Lane Kiffin games are very interesting because one was in 2009 when Spurrier was at Carolina and Kiffin was at Tennessee. That was a miserable evening on Rocky Top.
Yeah.
That Tennessee team that year that he had was kind of hot and cold. They finished 7-6, got blown out by Virginia Tech in the Peach Bowl, but whipped Carolina good and up at home and then beat the tarnation out of Georgia, like 45-19, something like that, that year. But that was Kiffin's only year there. And then the last game that William Larry Muschamp coached here at South Carolina was at Ole Miss during the pandemic 2020. Gamecocks lost 59-42. It's the famous clipboard throwing thing.
The clipboard throwing shootout. Yeah, I know.
That was some of the worst secondary play I think I've ever seen. You know, it's kind of crazy. It's like the Muschamp, how it began, how it ended. First game of the Muschamp era was just like you'd think. 13-10 defensive struggle, slobber knocker, lots of hard hitting, long field goal wins it at the end at Vandy. The last Muschamp game was a freaking shootout. where Carolina rushed for 272 yards using the I formation. right. And Ole Miss threw, had wide open receivers all. I mean, that was just a bizarre beginning. And that one day we'll go back and look at that era and write a book about it, because it was fascinating. Fascinating. Talk about pressure. That, I mean,
the
Beamer era to me has felt a lot less like suffocating than that one. I mean, and maybe it's because, you know, I supported the idea. I don't know, probably not. It just, I mean, you kind of looked every Saturday and it was like, there's just tightness everywhere.
Yes.
Oh my God. Yeah. You know, I'm surprised, you know, sometimes, and if you look at it, it fell apart at the end. 19 of 27 games they lost. They went 8-19, but they actually won some, you know, at the beginning. They didn't have what you'd call a signature win until that crazy upset over Georgia in 19.
Yeah.
But they held their own. They won 9 games, 7 games, got 3 straight bowls. I mean, I don't know, man. But anyway, that was that's the last up time.
First time you beat Auburn in the COVID year. What was that, 2020, I think? On the plains, yeah. Wasn't that? Yeah, I mean, just it was. Yep. It just all over the place. Inconsistent.
Yeah, it was crazy. So Eric says, based on loyalty of players nowadays, the ability to transfer to anybody, perhaps consider moving, welcome home. No. I mean, let's put this for real here, okay? So high school players that have signed with Beamer that have been contributors, how many have left? None. Everybody that's left's either been a portal guy that's come in and gone, or a non-contributor, yeah. Or from the previous staff. Because with the COVID year, there's still guys lingering.
It's so crazy.
Yeah, Eric, I know you're joking. Eric's got a good sense of humor. I've often laughed at his stuff in the chat box, Nana's Porch chat box. Pup, okay, Pup and Stone. I guess I forgot about them. You're right. You got a good point. But those were guys that were playing, contributing, yeah. Especially Stone. But I think because they replaced those guys with upgrades.
We don't necessarily think about it. That's the whole thing.
I don't even think about you.
Yeah, I don't even think about you.
You know, and so that's stuff like that. You know, so that's the deal. So anyway, forget about Juice. I mean, that's going to be an interesting game on October 5th. I'll tell you that right now. There's no need to fear Ole Miss. I mean, they're still Ole Miss. They've done a hell of a job putting a team together, and they got a great offensive system, and they're putting some pieces together on defense. But, you know, they're human just like every other team outside of your Georgias and Bamas this coming year. And a lot of people think Texas is going to be like that this year. I think Texas has a very favorable schedule for their first year in the league. So we'll see what that is. Clint says, we hope they're upgrades. They're at least faster and more productive in college so far. Yeah. So, and older. So faster, older, more productive. I don't know.
Older's good. That way you get further development. And yeah. Looks like they have, you know.
Proven guys. So, I don't know.
Natural ability.
We hope so. Yeah, we hope so. We do hope. But I'll feel better about that prediction than maybe some other ones I've made. So, anyway. All right. We're going to take our second break of this hour. We'll be right back. A little more from the chat box. Don't forget, we have coming up at the top of the hour, Isaac Trotter from 24/7 Sports. Don't forget the Tartan South Festival this weekend. The show your Celtic pride. Get your wee bagpipes and kilt. Eat a haggis. Get out there. Also, did want to mention the Saturday of the spring game. At Britain's of Columbia, you know, Britain's our friend Perry, who dresses the show. Phil's got his Britain's on today.
I am. I'm wearing my coffee shirt today.
Sharp as all get out, right? Brenton's having a fundraiser at Brenton's, 2818 Divine Street, for the Mighty Sound of the Southeast.
Hey.
South Carolina Marching Band. As y'all know, they were invited to the Macy's Day Parade, Thanksgiving Parade, this coming Thanksgiving. And they're trying to raise funds to go. So they're going to have prizes and contests and treats and steep discounts and stuff. Going to try to raise some money for the Mighty Sound of the Southeast. It's the day of the spring game all day. So, you know, before you head over to baseball or whatever you're doing during the big Gamecock weekend, go by Brenton's. Brenton's at Columbia, 2818 Divine. We'll repeat that several times right now. And they got a call from Perry yesterday. Always great to talk to the P-Man over there that dresses us great here on Inside the Gamecocks, the show. So thanks to him. I want to get that in. We'll get a break in, and we'll be right back after these messages as the show rolls on.
Mike here for one of the better dining options in the capital city. You know, when I first moved there, I asked people around the radio station, where are the best wings? Well, the consensus was D's Wings. That was then. Today, they still have the best wings, but it's so much more now in their new location at 415 Meeting Street in West Columbia. Yeah, they get voted the best wings on a routine basis. Yes, they get voted the best sports bar on a routine basis, but they're not just about wings, and really, they're not just a sports bar. It is a family-run local restaurant and bar with 20 TVs and 25 beers on tap. And how about these daily specials? Every Monday night at D's, you've got 75-cent wings from 4 until closing. Tacos on Tuesday. Then on Wednesday, 18 wings and a pitcher of beer for $29. You've also got ribs and oyster bucket specials on Thursday. And no matter how big the party is, 20 or more, no problem. Just call ahead of time and they'll take terrific care of you. They'll do takeout as well. And guess what? A human will answer the phone and take the order. Billy and his staff do an outstanding job. Check out D's. 415 Meeting Street in West Columbia.
Down here in the South, we don't always see eye to eye. While our taste in college football teams, or what sauce, if any, goes best on a rack of ribs, or what to mix with our Dixie vodka might be up for debate, we can all agree there's nothing better than a Southern tailgate. And like our favorite college teams, our ingredients come from small towns and big cities. They're grown in Southern soil, are crafted by Southern hands, and proudly represent the South in our backyard and beyond. So raise a glass of Dixie Southern Vodka to celebrate being made in America and raised in the South.
The season rolls on at Love Chevy, where the inventory is overflowing and the deals are in full bloom. Rev up your season with Love's exclusive specials on Suburbans, Tahoes, Silverados, Trailblazers, and the ever-popular Chevy Trax. They're hard to find. At Love Chevy, get behind the wheel and feel the possibilities. New adventures, new destinations, just you and the open road. Act now for Springtacular Savings at Love Chevrolet, the best selection of new Chevys, the lowest price, guaranteed. The other dealers upsell, overcharge, and will say most anything to get the sale. At Love Chevy, satisfied customers say it all. Things like helpful, knowledgeable, honest, and fun. Your trusted hometown Chevy dealer since 1961. I-26 at Harbison and at lovechevy.com. Together, let's drive.
That's the power of
Hey Gamecock fans, this is Roman Kimball with South Carolina Baseball. My friends over at Electric Bikes of Charleston have the largest selection of e-bikes in South Carolina. You can cruise up to high speeds of 28 miles per hour, which is about 70 miles an hour slower than my fastball. Stay in shape and enjoy your life with an electric bike from Electric Bikes of Charleston, where buyers come from all across South Carolina. Visit electricbikescharleston.com. See you at the ballpark and go Gamecocks.
Hey Gamecock Nation, my name is Kyle, longtime listener of the show and avid golfer. I wanted to take my game to the next level, but let's face it, golf is a hard game to learn on your own. I heard the ad from McKellar Enterprises and reached out to the owner and former Gamecock golfer, Meredith Taylor. In just 2 months of working with Meredith, I shot my lowest round ever and I've never felt more confident in my golf game. So if you're looking to take your game to the next level, go to McKellarEnterprises.org and book your lesson today with former Gamecock golfer Meredith Taylor. Go Gamecocks.
The
This episode is brought to you by Rockstar Energy Drink. Be honest. Are you procrastinating by listening to this podcast? It's okay. You just need Rockstar Focus. Choose from three delicious flavors, each crafted with ingredients for an ideal energy and mental boost, like Lion's Mane, 200 milligrams of caffeine, and zero sugar. Visit RockstarEnergy.com to learn more. At least 75 milligrams of caffeine has been shown to help improve attention.
Welcome back, everybody. Final segment of the first hour. Beautiful day up here, as BRC mentioned in the chat box here in the up country. I know probably like that, I think, across the state, and should be a nice weekend. Perfect time to go visit Michelle down there at Electric Bikes of Charleston, because she will be able to put you into something that you'll have a lot of fun in. I know I'm not that big a fan of riding on electric scooters, but being able to sit down on an electric bike is awfully tempting. Being able to travel, 28 miles an hour? That seems kind of crazy, but I'd take it, you know? I mean, especially if you're here in Greenville. That's the thing about riding bikes here in Greenville. And there's a lot of, like, bikers here in Greenville. Cyclists.
Oh, God. I know. I used to almost run over them.
Yes, because the terrain is, less than flat. And they get to have all their experiences riding up and down the hills and mountains. So let's, make it a lot easier by grabbing an e-bike. That way you get the pedal assist when you're heading up these stupid hills in Greenville. And you're not going 3 miles an hour too far into the driving lanes without paying your property.
Oh my God. No kidding. The road.
I just estranged all of our cyclists. All of our cyclists.
Hey, mad respect for everybody that rides that does that.
Hey, yeah, no doubt.
There are a few of you around Greenville though that didn't really like the traffic laws, and so you gotta be careful. I'm really more concerned about your safety than if your bike hit my car or truck, I'm more concerned with for you. This is for your own good. So anyway, shout out to Meredith who popped in the chat box. She says, have a great show. She's coaching all afternoon and go Gamecocks. It's a good way to pass the time before 7. 7 is the Gamecock hour. It's the tip off for the women's and first pitch for baseball tonight against third-ranked Texas A&M. Love electric bikes at Charleston. I love the concept of an electric bike. I may get one for the boys and me to kind of putter around on around here. I think that would make more sense than a golf cart, because I don't have room in the garage for the golf cart. Electric bike do it, especially one that folds up. So I may be close to calling up Michelle and her gang and see what they can do for me. As always, served by Chicken Cock Whiskey right here. Go get yourself a bottle of Chicken Cock. Signorama Studios were built by the Barndo Company. I mentioned the Britons thing, the fundraiser they're going to have on the day of the spring game, 2818 Divine Street. Help the mighty sound of the Southeast out. Get you some new duds for the spring game. Look good. As always, Gamecock Traditions is a proud sponsor of the show. And now, every purchase you make from there, money goes to Garnet Trust and NIL at South Carolina, which is, as we all know, needed. Great partnership there. I'm really thrilled to death about it. Thrilled to death. They're a sponsor of the show. They're the home of the iconic Beat stickers. You remember? It used to be called Jewelry Warehouse back in the day. Yep. Then it was Garnet Black Traditions. Now it's Gamecock Traditions. But they, boy.
I know. We went to the one in Lexington and rolled up, and my wife's like, this is a jewelry store. I was like, it's only part jewelry.
Just bear with us here. Yeah, bear with us here.
Yeah.
So any Gamecock items you buy from Gamecock Traditions, it helps out NIL now. And certainly we always like for you to support those that support the show. Back to the Nana Sports chat box. Darius passes on Dante Miller. Little Turbo looks like he signed a free agent deal with the Giants. Is it time to sign right now before the draft?
I don't know.
Did he tweet it? I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I'm trying to get some context there.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
I never heard of. Well, maybe he was draft eligible because he ran out of eligibility last year, but he participated in Pro Day this. I don't know. Maybe his clock was different since he technically was out of eligibility last year. And just didn't. They could have probably used him this past year, by the way.
I think so, too. Yeah, you could have used all the help in that backfield that you could get your hands on.
He was at least decent, you know. Him and Rashad Amos, both they could have used. So, anyway, On3 put an article about it, and someone posted on the Big Spur. Well, okay, that's fine. I mean, I don't. Good luck. I know Dante a little bit. He's a good kid. If he doesn't make it in football, he probably will be the president of a company or politician or something. Yeah. He's got a lot of goodness going on. You know, he and you know, hey, he missed his window by a year here, I think. Because if he'd have played this past year, he'd have probably gotten a lot of carries. I thought he was pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, he was just kind of behind a bunch of other dudes, you know, during his time at Carolina. So we got that going on. Just kind of looking at this series this weekend, and we'll ask Stuart about a lot of this. But I was talking to Bill King on his segment the other day, and we were talking about the top three in the A&M lineup, and that's murderers. That's going to be a key. Get for the Carolina pitchers. Get through that part. Don't let the rest of them hurt you. I think Carolina's been pitching pretty well. It's been a little leaky with game twos on the road, Ole Miss and Alabama. But they're kind of shuffling it, I guess. So Pizer now, the freshman's going to start Saturday, TBA on Sunday. So somebody moves up in the line in the pitching rotation or whatever. We'll see how that works. I was very disappointed. And look, I know we're not supposed to – I'm not overreacting about a midweek game. I understand you lose them. But what a lifeless performance on Tuesday night.
It was just entirely flat. That's what was so disappointing and disheartening about it. And just
– I mean, there were fans that showed up to the ballpark. I mean, you know, that wasn't a sparse crowd, you know. Yeah. There were 5,000-6,000 there. I mean, look. People pay their hard-earned money to come watch you play. I understand these are college kids and they're not on full scholarship. A lot of them are walk-ons and having to pay money to play baseball in college, which sucks. That's why NIL is important for that sport. But man, you gotta show up. I mean, you know, if you lose the game, you lose the game, but that was just after a series that they survived. They salvaged a game by the skin of their teeth on Sunday. They could have gotten swept, you know, and your response is to come home and get shut out by Georgia Southern. I mean, you know,
doesn't look good. You know, I mean, there's got to be something, you know,
it doesn't. And maybe we forget about it, but I'd say if I were Kingston and Monty Lee and those guys, I'd be in their ass about that. Like I would be in their ass. I mean, that's unacceptable. And it wasn't like they were out there throwing pitchers that never have pitched either. You know, I mean, you had a bunch of guys, the known guys out there pitching, and you had kind of your same lineup. I mean, and you let a 500 Sunbelt team come over and wax you at home. and you're never competitive in the ball game. I just, you know, that drives me crazy. It's just one game. Baseball is not an undefeated sport. I agree with everybody that's saying that. And I'm not being critical of the team, the program, overall, the direction. Like, somebody wants to fire Kingston earlier. I'm not there, you know. But that particular performance deserves all the criticism it can get, because that's just not how – that's not how – to quote Rocky, that's not how winning is done.
That's not, no.
So, I mean, that's not how winning is done. You don't survive and then come right back and get an opportunity to play, put on the uniform in front of your home crowd and then act like – you know, and then just go out there and lay an egg to a 500 Sunbelt team. I'm sorry. You just – that's that, – this that, this team is better than that. This program's better than that. These players are better than that. And so that's what was so sad about the other day. But it's baseball, so it wouldn't surprise me to see them sweep A&M this weekend.
Yeah.
You just never know, you know.
Well, within the realm of possibility. Yeah. Yeah.
So here we go. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. Again, first pitch for that, 7 p.m. SEC Network Plus. And we got a break, and we got Isaac Trotter coming up on the other side, Phil.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He's already right in, so we'll keep it as brief as we can here.
24/7 Sports College Basketball Analyst Isaac Trotter going to talk about Final Four, Transfer Portal, all great topics from the hardwood. We'll be back after these messages.
We have started in 1979. Because we're a manufacturer, we're able to control our costs. That's why we like to manufacture as much of the product as we can, because in our factory stores, we can offer a competitive edge over other people around the country. When people come into one of our Palm Casuals, it's like they're buying their car at Detroit. They're going right to the factory and buying their car.
30-day money-back guarantee. That's a big deal with us. I mean, we give 30 days to do anything. I mean, return it, change it, get a different color, get your money back.
When you pull into a store and it says Palm Casual, you know you're at a factory store.
Rescues and Resin, proud supporters of Carolina Rise. They are also proud partners of the show. They make products you can't get anywhere else. Custom designed wood and resin products that make your tailgate, make your home, or make anything stand out. Order a custom cutting board, coasters, wall art, tables, and more. Contact Dustin and Tabitha at rescuesandresin.com today. Rescuesandresin.com, and put your imagination to work. Rescues and Resin, proud partners of Inside the Gamecocks, the show.
Hey, Gamecock fans, Mike Morgan here. During my time in Columbia, one of my favorite places to eat was Salsarita's. When I go back now for work or any other reason, it's still Salsarita's. Yeah, I'm like you. I love tacos. I love Tex-Mex. Where are you going to go to get them? Well, you've got two convenient Salsarita's locations, one in Lexington in the Target Center and one in West Columbia as well. Now, if you like tailgating, and who doesn't? Whether it's for a football game or anything else, they've got the catering hotline. Get yourself some Fiesta packs to take tailgating. Get yourself the Three Amigos bundles for tailgating. They make catering easy with a fresh, hot setup. And again, you just call the phone number 803-543-6297 to set it up. You can also look them up online, or you can even download the app. Salsarita's is just a cut above the rest. That's why they're serving Williams-Brice Stadium and the South Stands, also serving in the Colonial Life Arena. Again, that catering hotline number, make it easy for you and the folks out there. You don't need to settle for sandwiches every time. 803-543-6297. 803-543-6297.
It's 2024, and it's time to get in shape. Charleston Fitness Equipment can help you do just that in Mount Pleasant. The Wilkins family, big Gamecock fans and proud supporters of Carolina Rise and our programming on the Chiefs Sports Network. But most importantly, proud supporters of you getting healthy and staying healthy. CharlestonFitnessEquipment.com. Find them on the Chiefs Sports app and in Mount Pleasant. Happy New Year.